Hello, this is Joy Ray Freeman. The following program was produced and broadcast during 2001. I am a master healer, spiritual warrior, writer, and workshop retreat facilitator. My intent is to assist those who are ready to become whole and productive contributors for creating a better world. Please check out my main website for empowerment and or healing opportunities. Joy, number two, letter U, .org. Enjoy the program.
This is Joy Ray Freeman, bringing joy to the world. You don't have to settle for less. Are there still individuals, organizations, and others who seem not to appreciate who you really are? When you make choices about whom and with what to be involved, we usually use a combination of analysis and intuition. And we really do expect that there will be fairness, honor, and respect. Sometimes it doesn't happen. Well, just remember, we only get what we are willing to settle for. And what you think of yourself is the biggest factor. So maybe it's time to state your needs more clearly and to reset the stage or make a new choice. picture yourself as a chalice of light, a beautiful crystal clear chalice with the prisms of God shining so brightly, bursting forth and shining through all darkness, turning all into God's radiant hue of life and light. Then decree, may our chalice of light be filled to the brim, to overflow with the goodness of God is our hymn. This is the constant estate man wishes to realize. As unto the glory of God, we devote our light and lives. The abundance of God is ours when we ask, and also the momentum gathered up from the past. Yes, the abundance of God is ours when we seek to help all in need, the lonely, the meek. We ask this abundance for ourselves and for all. Yes, for everyone who is willing to make the call. All will realize God's abundance flows from above when they open their hearts as the chalice of His love. His love and light are meant to spread the world around, to bring forth beauty, reflections of God's holy ground. His light is to shine forth and be reflected by man. Then will earth show the glory of His holy plan.
The more I hear.
the season when to come and when to go, to sing or cease singing, We Never Know, by Alexander Pope. There once was a mighty queen with a short fuse. One autumn, as the year was beginning to ebb, the queen fell into a deep melancholy. She could neither eat nor slumber, and tears of an unknown origin fell frequently, which infuriated her, triggering angry fits that made those around her quake in fear. Each day, the queen summoned a new advisor from her esteemed circle of sages to explain the cause of her baffling condition. In they came, and out they went. The court physician, the stargazer, the psychic, the alchemist, the herbalist, the philosopher, all were dismissed as charlatans for their inability to unravel the mystery of the royal black spell. They counted themselves lucky to have only their illustrious careers shortened. Surely there must be one among you who knows the source of my suffering, the queen cried in despair. But her pathetic wail was greeted only with awkward silence, for all were wary of her wrath. Finally, the royal gardener was moved by compassion for the poor woman and slowly approached her throne. Come into the garden, Majesty, beyond the walls of your self-imprisonment, and I will disclose your dilemma. The queen was so desperate, she did as she was bid. When she went out to the garden for the first time in many weeks, she noticed that the bright, vivid colors of summer had faded and the garden seemed bare. But it was not, she saw, wholly bereft of beauty, for it was regal in autumn's brilliant hues of crimson and gold. The air was refreshingly cool and crisp, and the sky pure blue. Speak, gardener, the queen ordered, but choose your words carefully, for I seek the truth. Majesty, it is not your body or your mind that is ailing. It is your soul that is in need of healing. For while you are a mighty and powerful queen, you are not divine. You are suffering from a human condition that afflicts us all. Earthly souls ebb and flow in sorrow and joy according to the seasons of emotion, just as the seasons of the natural world move through the cycle of life, death, and rebirth. These are the days to be grateful for the harvest of the heart, however humble it might be, and to prepare for the coming of the year's closure. Even now the season of daylight diminishes and the time of darkness increases, but the true light is never extinguished in the natural world, and it is the same in your soul. Embrace the ebb, my beloved queen, and do not fear the darkness. For as night follows day, the light will return, and you will know contented hours once again. Of this I am sure. The unhappy queen considered this wisdom thoughtfully and asked the gardener how she possessed the secret knowledge of inner peace during the seasons of emotion. The gardener led her to a brass sundial. It read, "This too shall pass." Grandfather came to America from Europe, and after having been processed at Ellis Island, he went into a cafeteria in New York City to get something to eat. He sat down at an empty table and waited for someone to take his order. Of course, no one ever did. Finally, a man with a tray full of food sat down opposite him and told him how things worked. "Start at that end," he said, "and just go along and pick out what you want. At the other end, they'll tell you how much you have to pay for it." "I soon learned that's how everything works in America," Grandpa told our friend. "Life is a cafeteria here. You can get anything you want as long as you're willing to pay the price. You can even get success. But you'll never get it if you wait for someone to bring it to you. You have to get up and get it yourself."
Thank you.
Because they had no horses, because they had no guns. They trusted nature's forces and where they came from, and where they came from. Because they had much honor, because they had such pride. They trusted in the Father to be their true guide, their only true guide. As they'd say, "Oh great Spirit, oh great one, man will see who chose not to run or to fight, but to live in the light we were right. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit that makes us all one, that makes us all one. May we live in peace now and gentle harmony, and never take for granted the love that can be, the love that will be. As we say, oh great Spirit, oh great one, man will see who chose not to run or to fight, but to live in the light we were right. As we say, oh great Spirit, oh great one, man will see who chose not to run or to fight, but to live in the light we were right. May all your ponies be pretty and fast, pretty and fast, pretty and fast. May all your ponies be pretty and fast by day in the light of the moon. May Mother Earth guide your every step, your every step, your every step. May Mother Earth guide your every step and always fill your spoon. Redneck buys a ticket and wins the lottery, $5 million. He goes to Austin to claim it, and the man verifies his ticket number. The redneck says, "Well, now I want my $5 million. The man replied, "Well, no, sir, it doesn't work that way. We give you $1 million today, and then you'll get the rest spread out over the next 19 years. The redneck said, "Oh, no. I want all my money right now. I want it, and I want it." Again, the man explained that he would only get $1 million that day and the rest during the 19 years. The redneck, furious with the man, screams out, "Look, I want my money. If you're not going to give me my million right now, all $5 million of it, then I want my dollar back." Thank you.
children with robins and flowers. Sunshine caresses each blue in the hour. Seems to me that people don't see it more and more each day. Either way,
it's okay.
Now I say, it's okay. Oh, oh, oh.
As a child, I had a friend who had parents who weren't as generous as mine were. And often, when a group of us went off to swim or play a game, she'd disappear without a word. And later, we'd find out that she spent the day crying on her bed rather than let us know that she lacked the bathing suit or tennis racket to come along. I can't remember how I found this out, or how long it took before I caught on to her. But after a while, whenever she vanished without a word, I'd slip away and get an extra suit and turn up at her door and flush her out. And after a while, she'd dry her tears and come along with us. I never thought about this twice because it was very easy for me to do. Never discussed it with her or anyone else. And it would have been forgotten long ago if it hadn't happened that we grew up and she got rich about the time that I got poor. And then the relationship was reversed. It wasn't until then that I discovered how hard it was for me to take, how difficult it was to trust, or how much power the giver has, and how much control. And when my friend and I had struggled over one restaurant bill too many, and I had lost again, I said to her, "Look, we have to talk about this. You made up for the bathing suit over and over again, and I consider myself paid back in full." And she said to me, "Bathing suit? What bathing suit? I don't remember any suit. I just know I give you what I have to give and wish that I had more. And you give me something that I can't get elsewhere at any price at all." It takes great generosity to accept generosity, far more than it does to give. So for many of us, it is very hard to do. But we must keep in mind that it isn't possible to find yourself in yourself. We find ourselves in others, and in loving and caring for them, we love and care for ourselves. So if taking care of each other is what makes us human, we must share that privilege.
Understand.
As you wander through life, sister, brother, whatever be your goal, keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. A sign in the Mayflower Coffee Shop in Chicago. Best-selling author Ilvania Vesant, who penned such inspirational books as Acts of Faith and One Day My Soul Just Opened, has lived the prototypical rags-to-riches story. A former welfare recipient, she was about 40 when her life began to turn around. Through it all, she claims her sense of gratitude kept her going. "I'm grateful for everything," she says, "from being homeless to sitting in a $500,000 house." This remarkable woman is pointing to something very important about gratitude, that we can experience it even in spite of something else. That our friend is lying in a hospital dying, that millions of people are starving as you read this book, that our own lives have trials and tribulations that might be sorely testing us. We can't wait until everything is okay with us or with the rest of the world to feel thankful, or we will never experience it at all. The world is too bent for unshadowed joy, Lewis Smeads points out, and so we must catch and kiss our joy as it flies by, even in the midst of sorrow or suffering. This is not to imply that we deny suffering, but just that we not allow our suffering to blind us to the beauty and joy that surrounds us, no matter what else is going on. It's a matter of where you choose to put your attention. Try the following experiments. Pick one morning and stop every hour on the hour and notice what went wrong in that time period. The traffic was terrible and you were late to work. The weather was gloomy and cold. Your boss complained about the project you've worked on so hard. That afternoon, stop every hour on the hour and notice what went right. An old friend called out of the blue. The sun came out. You did an excellent job on the sales letter. Did you feel more alive in the morning or in the afternoon?
Stop lying to me. No, 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 no,
There may be a great fire in our heart, yet no one ever comes to warm himself at it, and the passers-by see only a wisp of smoke. By Vincent van Gogh. Sometimes our light goes out but is blown back into flame by another human being. Each of us owes deepest thanks to those who have rekindled this light. Age does not protect you from love, but love to some extent protects you from age. Jean Moreau. I'm not afraid of tomorrow, for I have seen yesterday and I love today. By William Allen White. We cannot do great things on this earth. We can only do small things with great love. Mother Teresa. May no gift be too small to give, nor too simple to receive, which is wrapped in thoughtfulness and tied with love. L.O. Baird. Our task is to sell the world on love. M. Scott Peck. How rare and wonderful is that flash of a moment when we realize we have discovered a friend. William Rotzler. Every true friend is a glimpse of God. Lucy Larcombe. I'm so glad you are here. It helps me to realize how beautiful my world is. Rainier Maria Rilke. Thank you. spiritually, we live in God. Many of us have experienced the supporting and sustaining power of God. Through a deadly disease, a period of lack, or through some problem of human relationships, we come to a place in our life where there is no material help. Our back is against the wall. There are no human resources to draw upon. There is no human way out of our dilemma. And we rest back and say, God, you will have to take it over. If you do not rescue me, I am lost. With this, there is a sense of surrender, a complete realization that there is nothing that we can do of ourselves. There is no place to turn in this particular situation. When this happens, something takes over, and oftentimes a spiritual healing takes place. In this way, we discover that God really is available. This self-surrender, or giving up in order that God may take over, does not have to wait until we reach a point of desperation. At any moment, we can agree that we of ourselves are not making too much of a success of life, that humanly we are not doing too well, that we are not attaining our ultimate goal or finding that peace which passes all understanding. We can come to a point of self-surrender in the realization that God is, and above all, that God is omnipresent, that there is a spirit in man, the spirit, greater than anything that is in the world. Through contemplative meditation, we can bring ourselves to that place where we realize that whatever the nature of the God that maintains the universe in its orbit, whatever the nature of this law, being, or power is, it is spirit. Until next time, this is Joy Ray Freeman, wishing joy to the world.